Hey, Harlina, this is Chandler Bolt. I'm recording this audio to answer your questions. First off, just want to say thank you for your support of the SPS launch and hope you're doing well. So, question number one is for me to introduce myself to the blog. Who am I? Where do you live? And what do you do? So, my name is Chandler Bolt. I'm the CEO and founder of Self Publishing School. I live in San Francisco, California, originally from South Carolina. And I run self-publishing school, and as a company, we teach people how to write and publish their first book and use it to grow their income and their business. So especially geared towards entrepreneurs. Let's see. So you asked that, so this is moving into question number two, said you didn't even enjoy writing in school. How come you developed a love for writing and authored your first book at a young age? Yeah, so for me, writing my first book, it came out of a necessity. I felt like I had knowledge that I could and should share with friends and with people who were important to me. So I had experiences, I had life experiences from running my first six-figure business while being in college. And I learned lessons during that time that I felt like I needed to share with my friends. And so I just originally wrote it, and the goal was for it to be a PDF that I could give to them, but we decided to sell it on Amazon. Then the book brought in close to $7,000 in the first month, continued to bring in thousands of dollars month after month after month in passive income, and pretty much the rest was history. So question number three is, what and who influenced you in your initial years? Your parents were in the construction and real estate businesses. You sure have entrepreneurship in your blood. I learned that you were also awarded the Entrepreneur of the Year by Young Entrepreneurs Across America Award in 2012. Tell us what kind of businesses you kind of business you did to hone in your skills before starting self-publishing schools. So yeah, so my parents were definitely a huge influence for me in my early years. I ran well, it kind of started back at scout camp when my mom sent me with a bunch of snacks to scout camp, and I ended up bartering and selling pretty much all of them and buying knives and just all this crazy stuff at scout camp. But then I ran a canteen in high school out of my high school, made a couple $1,000s there, and basically felt like I got paid to go to school, which was pretty cool. Then I ran a landscape and lawn care and pressure washing business in high school. That did a little over $10,000 in profit. So that's money that I saved up to help during college so that I didn't have to get a job during college. And then I ran a business. It was an internship, basically like a franchise type internship where I ran a student painter. So it was an exterior house painting company. And I took that to six figures in 7 months. And I was the number one business in the country, number one big business in the whole company. So that's actually what got me that Entrepreneur of the Year award in 2012. And I want to say it was 18 or 19 years old when I did that. So I had multiple businesses before then, definitely had some failures as well, and then ended up starting self-publishing school after I dropped out of school. So question four says, Chandler, instead of becoming a real estate tycoon, you literally created a typhoon in the self-publishing industry. What motivated you to choose the self-publishing industry? What gave you the idea to start self-publishing school? So these are such great questions, Harlena. So why I decided to do this was because people kept asking about it. I'd successfully published two books and they did really well, one for myself and then one for charity. And I helped a friend do it, and people just kept asking me about how I was doing this. And while I was working on a business that was just failing at the time, this was doing really well. So I decided, you know what? If people keep asking about it, I might as well see if I can sell this. So we did a little test pilot. We sold 44 people into the class, brought in about $86,000. And that's when we said, okay, we can get behind this. The success rate was extremely high, and we've just kind of grown it from there. Question five, one of your earliest best-selling books was called The Productive Person. Tell us some productivity and time management tips or tools for bloggers, entrepreneurs, and marketers. What should one do to be productive? Well, that's a huge question, and there's so much that I wrote an entire book about it. But just a couple things that people can do to be really productive. I'm a huge fan of monthly goals. So I set monthly goals that match up with my yearly goals. That helps me to drill down into weekly and even daily. That's very, very important. And then the last thing I would give, because I could talk for a really long time on this, is to have a morning routine. I follow the Miracle Morning by Hal Elrod. Highly recommend it. That's my morning routine. Ever since I started that in the beginning of 2014, my life and my business has never been the same. So I'm a real big fan of making sure that you have a morning routine. Question six, you hated reading and writing, yet you've come up with around 5 or 6 bestsellers on Amazon. Can others also do a Chandler, even if they're not expert writers or well-known authors? What does one need to be a self-published author, and what would be your suggestions to all those wannabe best-selling authors? So there, we have a post on the SPS blog that's a great place for people to get started, is how to self-publish a book in 2017. I'll include a link for you to that. That's a really great place to get started. But I'm a firm believer, you know, as they say, the best players are often the worst coaches. And a lot of times the worst players are the best coaches. So that's kind of a sports analogy. And for me, I feel like the same is true for writing. You know, I was a C-level English student, very bad at writing. And so I feel like now I teach it better than anyone else because I was so bad at it. So I understand what it's like to really struggle, and I understand what it's like to feel like you can't do something. So I'm just a firm believer that everyone has a story inside them. Everyone has a message that they can and should share with the world, and it's just a matter of figuring out how to write the book, and that's kind of the roadmap that we provide and that I teach is that roadmap to doing it. So I'm just a big believer that if I can do it, anybody can do it. Question seven. You also wrote a book on productivity hacks for entrepreneurs, book launch, how to not suck at writing your first book, and your most recent book published, The Proven Path from Blank Page to Published Author. You're certainly an authority and expert on self-publishing. Tell us how easy or difficult the book publishing process is, and what are the steps to self-publishing a book? So I'll just recant back to that how to self-publish a book in 2017 post. That answers your question here for how to self-publish a book. But let's see. I'll give a couple other things here. It's much easier. It's easier than it's ever been because of Amazon. And Amazon allows people to self-publish books. And it's easier to get your book out there than ever. And really, there's multiple steps. There's writing the book. There's getting it edited. There's formatting it. There's actually publishing it. And then the marketing of the book. So I've broken it down into kind of 5 steps. And those are the 5 steps of the process. Question 8, you're once again launching your acclaimed and successful self-publishing school course this month. Tell us more about what you offer. What do people really do once they're in SPS? Can bloggers, entrepreneurs, and marketers manage the SPS tasks alongside doing what they do for a living or a business? Yes, absolutely. So we've designed the program. It's a step-by-step roadmap. So literally from I have an idea all the way to you're publishing this book on Amazon. And that's from idea to publish bestseller in 90 days. And that's a bold promise, but we hit it all the time. And it's not just a shtick. You know, we've had students do 2 books in 89 days. We've had so many people hit that 90-day mark. And so that's really is the way the program's designed. And it's also designed so that you can be successful with only 30 minutes to an hour a day. So we have literally a day-by-day roadmap that says, hey, here's what you need to do today. Here's how you need to spend your 30 minutes. Here's your assignment. So it is broken down because we know that the people who take our course, which are exactly who you described, bloggers, entrepreneurs, and marketers, for the most part, we know that those, you know, if you're in any of those professions, you're probably pretty busy. So we lay it out so that it's pretty simple. Number 9, do you accept international students in SPS? How many best-selling authors has SPS produced so far? What really makes SPS different? What's the USP of SPS? A lot of acronyms there. Yes, so our unique selling proposition is helping people go from blank page to published author in 90 days. And especially, it's showing people how to use their book to grow their business. That's what really sets us apart, is we're very much nonfiction focused. We have a ton of fiction authors that have been successful through the program, but we're very much nonfiction focused. And let's see, yes, we accept international students. One of our great students is Jyotsna Ramachandran. She's been extremely successful with the program. I mean, she's just a prime example of that. We have a ton of international students all around the world. I mean, we've had thousands of students go through the program, and you know, whether it's Australia, New Zealand, India, Belize. I mean, I was looking at a country map the other day, and it's insane how many countries are on there. Question 10. Chandler, I want to ask you many questions, but this is the last one for this interview. This is a bit personal too. What does success mean to you? What is your concept of happiness? And what do you do to be happy in life? Also, very importantly, how you balance your professional and personal life? Those were all great questions. So, what does success mean to me? Success me to me means doing something that I enjoy and that I believe in. And success, I heard success defined as is continuous progress toward a worthy goal. And I think that's the best definition that I could give it, and that's not my definition, that's someone else's. I forget who said that, but it's continuous progress towards a worthy goal, and that's what I really think it is. And it's just being happy, enjoying what you're doing, and making continuous progress towards something that not only you're passionate about, but you deem as worthy. Now, the second part of this question, what is your concept of happiness? It's to me, it's loving what I do, loving where I live, and loving who I'm living life with. And to answer your last question, how do I balance personal and professional life? I don't think I do a great job of this, especially this phase of my life. It's very professional heavy and it's very business heavy. But the way that I balance it, it's kind of the only way I know how, is I'm fully on or I'm fully off. So I travel a bunch, I take a bunch of trips, I go snowboarding, I do fun things. And then when I'm in work mode, I fully work. So I'm up at 6, I'm working, all the way till 6, 7, 8, 9 o'clock at night. Might meet somebody for dinner, I'm going to bed, and then I'm doing it again. So when I'm on, I'm very, very, very on. And when I'm off, I'm completely off. So that's how I balance between the two. So there you have it. There's the answers to your questions. Thanks so much, Harlina. And once again, appreciate your support with the launch. Talk soon.